你好，亲爱的朋友，欢迎收听英语美文朗读，我是你的主播孟非 Phoenix。 你可以在微信公众平台搜索并关注英语美文朗读，来收听更多美文节目并查看原文，也欢迎你在网易云音乐、蜻蜓 FM 等平台搜索关注英语美文朗读，来收听我们的节目。今天分享给大家的是一首诗，这首诗的作者是位普通的美国母亲，她和女儿相依为命，女儿的父亲在女儿4岁的时候应征入伍去了越南，不幸阵亡，母亲一直到了80岁都没有再嫁。等这位母亲去世后，女儿在整理母亲的遗物时发现了这首母亲亲手写的诗，可是你没有。那么接下来让我们一起欣赏这首诗， But you didn't. But you didn't. Remember the day I borrowed your brand new car and detained it? I thought you'd kill me, butYou didn't. And remember the time I dragged you to the beach and you said it would rain, and it did. I thought you'd say, I told you so, but you didn't. Do you remember the time I flirted with all the guys to make you jealous, and you were? I thoughtYou'd leave, but you didn't. Do you remember the time I spilled strawberry pie all over your car rug? I thought you'd hate me, but you didn't. And remember the time I forgot to tell you the dance was formal and you showed up in jeans? I thought you'd drop me, butYou didn't. Yes, there were lots of things you didn't do, but you put up with me and loved me and protected me. There were lots of things I wanted to make up to you when you returned from Vietnam, but you didn't. Someone said,对一个女人最大的伤害，不是你爱上了别人，而是在她对你有所期望的时候，让她失望。也有人曾说，对一个女人最大的伤害，不是你弃她而去，而是在她苦苦等你当一个好丈夫的时候，却听到了你离开她，离开这个世界的噩耗。伴随着这首诗，衷心地祝福幸福的你和她。你们或许已经非常幸福，当然，或许幸福也正在等待你们签收的途中。这里是英语美文朗读，我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix， 感谢你的收听。你可以在微信公众平台搜索并关注英语美文朗读，来收听并查看更多节目及节目原文。Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.